Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
That's right, folks. We're back here again. It's week 10 starts of the week. We're going to break down six of the top starts using our slot versus wide tune over on Razzball.com, folks. That's right. We have slot versus wide points per game allowed by defense that helps you figure out where your players are getting their fantasy points and also who has the best matchup slot versus wide. Go check it out over on Razzball.com. Before we jump into the episode, you want to make sure you're following us across the board at Razzball Fantasy on YouTube, IG, and TikTok. We're dropping daily content on those platforms. We also have the Razzball.com. Make sure you're jumping on Razzball.com. We have great writers dropping everything from IDP to starts of the week to waiver wire injury updates, everything you need to know heading up to this week's action. And of course, make sure you're joining us live every Sunday for the Sunday Live Start Sit Show. That's right. We typically sit here for 3 hours just talking football, answering start sit questions. Tomorrow's show will be live right after the Germany game between the Bucks and Seattle Seahawks. So join us right before kickoff of the 1 p.m. Eastern games. We'll be on for about, 45 minutes to an hour just talking start sits, talking starts of the week, talking streamers. So join us for that as well. But without further ado, let's start the show. All right, folks, we're here live. If you look to mountain screen, now there's two of us, and my right-hand woman of the day is going to be Gladys Louise Tyler. You can follow her at Gladys L. Tyler on Twitter. Gladys, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Saturday morning? Yeah. Let's do this.
Right? Now it's a Saturday. I got your Saturdays. I'm just taking up your whole weekend at this point. I don't know who that reflects poorly about me. Does it take those away from you, or are you just willingly showing up to hang out with me on your weekends? I don't know what's worse. But I love it either way. I'm into it. Today we're going to be talking about starts of the week using our slot versus wide tool. Now, if people don't know about our slot versus wide data, we actually break out fantasy points by the slot versus out wide where players are lining up. This is just another step evolution in the fantasy game for helping you finding out, where the best matchups are. If you have a slot receiver, I don't care if they're getting a bunch of points out wide. I want to know how many points to give it up in the slot. We have that data. And today, me and Gladys picked three players apiece to break down in this episode. So, Gladys, let's get it off. Today, I'm gonna just tee you off with the first one. I love this pick. It's Amari Cooper versus the Miami Dolphins. Why don't you break down Amari Cooper?
All right. First of all, when he says we break down the slot versus wide data, it's him that breaks down the slot versus wide data. Spends countless hours. I just consume the information after he has spent 20,000 hours doing it. So it's not a we, it's him and me going, oh, no, 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 no. Thank you. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, so Amari Cooper.
Thanksgiving's coming up. Turkey goblin is perfect. I like blah, it. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. All right. So Amari Cooper versus Miami. And just a heads up, I went chalk the whole way. I don't care. Amari Cooper versus Miami. Slot versus wide. Cooper only spends a 13% run rate in the slot. So this whole blah 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 about him not being able to the home versus away. Disregard that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about his slot versus wide. We're going slot. He's wide. Miami giving up 20.1. fantasy points to the wide receiver position that hits out wide. Now, Cooper is going to eat, you guys. Why? Because Miami's going to throw the ball a lot. Why? Because they're going to have their run is like they're not going to run against Cleveland at all or a little bit, maybe in the red zone. Cooper is going – he has a 43.2% target rate against man defense, which Miami's going to play. Like I said, 20.1 wide. Miami ranks 31st in pass DVOA, They have allowed the fourth highest completion percentage to the quarterback. Jacoby Brissett is going, oh, this is my last chance before Mr. Watson comes in. Coop, you and me, it's you and me, Mr. Cooper. We are going to scorch this defense. Look at, they are the ninth out of 32. Come on now. That is like way above NFL average. And going out, they're giving away so many points. I'm pointing to it, but you guys can't see me pointing to it. I don't know why I'm doing that. All right, so they give 31.1, there we go. 31.1 total, all right? So even if they move Coop around, which they don't really do that often because you have Donovan Peoples-Jones who, spoiler alert, is going to be like really highly owned in DFS. But you want Cooper, all right? Like I said, I'm going chalk. Cash games, you want Cooper, but I throw him in DFS too. I throw him in your season-long lineups. Don't worry about it. Look at 20.1 points, 65% to the wide. Come on. It's not. It's. I don't even do math, and I know that's good.
I love it. You know, we don't ask. We never, when we were hiring Gladys, we told her no math.
No math.
We can't change that now. We're not going to change that on her now. So we already hooked her for half the season. So we're not going to change it up on you this, even though. But I will say this. This is one thing that I really like to key in on here. If you look at this data that we show, number one, is just receiving data. It's not, you know, if you go to these other sites like, FF Today and all that, they have like fantasy points allowed, but they factor in everything. If a quarterback throws a pass, if they run the ball, like we like to look at just receiving game because a lot of these guys, 99.9% of their fantasy points are in the receiving game. And then there's going to be games where they have a fluke carry or a fluke pass gadget play. But the other thing that's really key, too, is if you look at Miami in general, they look average. They have, like, average. But when you filter on out wide, that's what Gladys is trying to tell you. They're top 10 in fantasy points allowed out wide. So that's why we like to break it out slot versus wide because on the surface, they look like an average matchup. But if you look at just how many fantasy points they allow out wide, that's the key to this metric. So if you go to RazzBall.com and you scroll over to that NFL tab and you just click on the fantasy data tab, that's where you'll find all this data. I just like to make sure I point that out. Let's jump down to the next one. It's actually George Pickens. You can actually insert Deontay Johnson, George Pickens here, whatever. I think the first key for me is this is going to be our first glimpse post-Chase Claypool. Now, is there an option in the game on the team right now that's going to fill that slot role that demand the targets of Chase Claypool? Probably not. So you would make an assumption right off the bat that number one, Pickens and Deontay Johnson will probably see more. Even Pat Freiermuth could get a slight bump. But when you see the matchup this week against New Orleans, I like the fact, number one, Marshawn Lattimore, top cover corner, has been out the last few weeks. It didn't work out for me last week. I did pick on them. Devin Duvernay did not do it for me. But this week, I'm going back to the well because without Marshawn Lattimore, New Orleans Saints pass secondary has not looked strong. Plus, on top of that, I do like the fact that Pittsburgh, by the way, is not doing very well. And we're going to talk about that option just a little bit. But I like the fact that both these secondaries are struggling. That actually offers a higher floor for these guys. And I think that when you're looking at the Saints, if you filter on out wide, they're allowing the third most fantasy points through the perimeter. That's where George Pickens gets his most of his fantasy points. So I love George Pickens in this match. Let's jump down to the next one. This is another one, by the way, who, if you check out our rest of season slot versus wide metric, this guy is definitely a buy. But talk to us about Jerry Jeudy versus the Titans this week, Glass.
I will, but I just want to say really quick, on his metrics, look at he changed it.
Fuck. Oh.
Back. Okay. The Saints, look at the differential between the slot versus the wide.
Right?
You guys aren't going to lose. You guys aren't going to lose with his pick. 27.7 to the other one. Yeah. All right.
79%. 79% of their fantasy points. It's a whole thing.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. All right. Jerry Jeudy. This is more about Jerry. This is all about Jerry Jeudy and not about the quarterback. Whatever his name is, Russell Wilson.
And this, we forgot his name. That's how bad he's playing.
Yeah. He's not a buy. Who cares? But like you said, so I'm not going to say we because I didn't do any work here. Bobby does not factor in the quarterback. Tennessee, 52%, 48%. Jeudy is taking, what do I have? 55.2% in the slot. Cortland Sutton's going out wide. The slot because Russell Wilson isn't throwing long. Tennessee's given up 17.7%, 48% of their points are going to the slot receiver. Now, the good thing about Jerry Jeudy and no one ever says good thing when they're talking Broncos this year or points. But the good thing about Judy is, even though he's taking like 55% in the slot, they do move him around. So he is going to acquire not only the 17.7 slot points, but he's going to like gobble in a little bit. Oh my God, I love that. He's going to gobble in a little bit of that 19.1 wide. All right. Tennessee's second. Their secondary is not really good, guys. You saw that last week when they were playing Patrick Mahomes, who passed like for a league high, 68 times against them, because that's what he does. Don't expect that many passes, but the concentration of the passes are going to Judy. He has, oh my God, he has like a 37% target rate right now. Because that's all Russell Wilson sees, because Russell Wilson knows that he sucks and he knows he has to throw to the closest man, which is Judy. It's not true? Is that true?
That's no, true I like statement. It. I didn't realize this was going to be a Russell Wilson slander show.
How could you not realize that? As soon as I put Judy down, you should have known that. So go with Judy. 48% of their points are going to the slot. Judy's playing in the slot, but he will move around, all right? It's a slam dunk, honestly. I think Judy's a slam dunk this week if they score points. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is the thing about Judy too. Is like we started noticing a little bit of a shift over the last few weeks. It's Judy's starting to play a little bit better. Sutton's taking a little bit of back seat. You got Greg Dortch. KJ Hamler is going to be out this week too. So I love this pick. And I think Judy is someone that I'm actually trying to buy this season. Because if you go to our rest of season tab, we also break out slot first wide rest of season, and Denver's got a very good slot schedule. And based on PFF's data, 69, almost 70% of his targets are coming from that slot position. So I do love this call for Jerry Judy. And just want to just highlight something else too, because we got podcast listeners. If you want to jump over to the YouTube channel on Razzball Fantasy, you actually see the chart on screen. But if you're listening to the audio, why we keep saying percentages, because our chart is actually broken out not only by points, but percentage of total fantasy points. So, for example, when Gladys was talking about the Denver Broncos versus Tennessee Titans, Titans allow 17.7 points per game to the slot. That's 48% of their total fantasy points. And just to give you perspective, the average is 37%. So the average NFL team allows 37% of their fantasy points to the slot, roughly about 62-63% out wide. That's why it's a really good matchup, because about 10% higher rate to the slot. So I just want to make sure for our audio listeners, shout out to you guys listening on the podcast side as well. Any final thoughts about Jerry Jones before we move on?
I just want to apologize, because at the beginning of the season, I was all over Cortland and I said Judy was going to be a bust. I apologize, Mr. Judy, sincerely.
I unfortunately to piggyback on you, because I was also on Cortland Sutton and it did not work out as well. Let's jump down to my next one. It's actually, I'm having a slow emotional roller coaster ride. So early on in the season, I was all in on Justin Fields. I said on the podcast before the season that my top 2 QB pick was Justin Fields. I love Justin Fields. And then for the first month, I was like, oh man, I'm so stupid. This is so bad. He's doing so bad. I was so upset. And I was like, the whole time I kept screaming at the top of my lungs, why are they not running the football with Justin Fields? Like, they should try to use him like Lamar Jackson. And then all of a sudden, I feel like, you know, I was like, there was a shooting star and I was laying in my bed and I looked at the shooting star and I go, please use Justin Fields as a runner. And next thing you know, boom, explosion.
I think it was Eberflus listening to you, actually. Yeah. I don't think it was a shooting star. I think coaches listened to you.
Thank you. No, Gladys, let's go with that one. It makes me sound a lot cooler, so let's go with that. So I called up Luke Getzey and I said, Luke, listen, I know you, back in the day when you were a Mississippi State offensive coordinator, you had a dual threat quarterback. Just implement the same freaking thing, and bam. So anyway, but the whole offense now looks awesome over the last few weeks, and the schedule coming up for the Bears has gotten really soft. Last week against that Miami team, Justin Fields was a league winner. Darnell Mooney, 8 targets, 7 receptions, 43 yards, a touchdown. But I love the fact that the offense has turned a corner, right? But they did it against tougher opponents. They did it against the Patriots, tougher teams against wide receivers, tougher teams against quarterbacks. And Fields started making his progress against tougher matchups. So now when you see these soft matchups like last week against Miami, you have confidence to start these guys. So I'm going right back to the well with Darnell Mooney against the Lions. The Lions this season have allowed the 4th most fantasy points out wide. top five, fifth most fantasy points out wide this season at 23.4 and 61% of their fantasy points out wide this season. Completely getting crushed. But Mooney, what I love about him too is that if you look at just total fantasy points, they're fourth allowed Detroit. And Mooney gets used all over the formation. Now with Chase Claypool in the mix as well, you're going to see Mooney in the slot even more because they have a big vertical threat, a big outside X receiver type player, and Chase Claypool taking attention on the outside. So I think Mooney's going to actually benefit from the slot and out wide against Detroit. And I want Mooney in my lineups this week as a very good wide receiver three with wide receiver two upside. Let's jump down to the next one. This is what I was just teasing a little bit for your third and final one. It was Chris Olave versus those Steelers. I talked a little bit about George Pickens and why I like him because of that. But let's see why you like Chris Olave versus the Steelers.
First of all, I appreciate you putting the Steelers last so that when I get finished with this, I can just go in the corner and cry a little bit because my team sucks so bad. Thank you.
I've always got your back, Gladys. Always got your butt. If you need a good cry, I'm here for you. Always.
All right, people. Steelers, just close your eyes. Think about the Buffalo game. Think about Gabe Davis running 99 yards on them. The Steelers are giving up the most points to wide receivers. 65% of their fantasy points to the receiving position come out wide. That's 31 fantasy points per game allowed. Chris Olave is better than Gabe Davis. There, I said it. I don't take it back. Chris Olave is getting 29.4% of the targets from Andy Dalton. Now, Andy Dalton isn't going to, like, he would be much better with Jameis Winston because Winston, you know, is going to chuck the ball. He doesn't care. Olave does not care. I think he's getting like 12.9, and then he's just running with the ball. Jackson, who probably will shadow him, who's probably side he will be on, is giving up the 89th percentile. He's responsible for that 65% of the fantasy totals given to Chris Olave. You want Chris Olave. He is going to play out wide. He has the third best separation rate of any, not just rookies, any wide receiver in the NFL, or fourth, top five. He's top five in separation rate. He's top five in targets. He's top five in yards after catch. And he's playing against the Steelers, who, even though TJ Watt is coming back, I still say it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. He's going to still get his 31 at least. I think his floor is like 20. His floor is 20 fantasy points with TJ Watt back.
That's hot. I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Olave, too, is really stepped into his own. I really like the fact that Michael Thomas has not been back. He's been barely playing. Jarvis Landry's been out all year. And Olave's really emerged, whoever the quarterback is. So I love this pick. This is the definition of like the slot versus wide. You want to go. Your DFS lineup probably should have Chris Olave. You should probably bet his reception prop, all that stuff.
And Jarvis Landry is supposed to be back, which is only going to open it up more for Olave. So
you want
Olave everywhere you can get him. Just pretend like it's not against the Steelers, so I don't feel so bad about myself and my team.
Thanks. All right. So every episode I've decided moving forward that we're going to do five starts, and I want to get a streamer in here, a player that's less owned, a player you could probably get off waivers potentially, a guy that I like. And this week it's going to be DeAndre Carter. I've talked about him a couple weeks now and versus the San Francisco 49ers. Like last week, like not too crazy, like a 5 for 50 plus game, you know, double digits in PPR. If you're dealing with bye weeks, if you have a guy on bye, if you're struggling, if you're trying to trot out Allen Robinson and those types, and you're just tired, who, by the way, just 2 for 14, 2 for 27. I know he's got the name. I mean, listen, talk about egg on the face. Allen Robinson has just haunted my dreams. That shooting star came and turned around and burnt my house down because of Allen Robinson. Anyway, but bring up DeAndre Carter because this is the best part about the slot versus wide tool. So when you go and you start filtering through the total points, slot points, and all that, San Francisco has been pretty banged up in this secondary all year long. They are starting to get healthy, but they just lost Jason Verrett to an ACL tear. But what I love about this is if you filter on points per game allowed, number one is the San Francisco 49ers in the slot. They average 19.3 of their fantasy points and 54%. By the way, there's only four teams in our metric that have 50% of their fantasy points allowed to the slot. And that is one of them is San Francisco at 54%. That's where DeAndre Carter, no Keenan Allen, no Mike Williams this week. And I expect that DeAndre Carter is going to be out there. I know San Francisco is going to have some success scoring points against this Chargers defense. So I do think that there is something there. I just think from a PPR wide receiver three, if you're desperate this week and you need a guy to stream, DeAndre Carter versus the San Francisco 49ers is a good bet. All right, guys, before we go and close out the show, tell the people what you got coming up. Any good articles? Tell the people where to find your content. What's up next for you and your content at Razzball? Or in general, promote whatever you want.
So we have the start sit. I have a start sit article. You go to my Twitter account and it should be on there. Just scroll through all the pictures of the dogs because they're so super cute that I have on my Twitter account. Mm-hmm. But there is also a start sit article from Going for Two. Tomorrow, like you said, I'm probably not going to be on for 3 hours, but Bobby here, your man who's giving.
We're not on 3 hours tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going on after the Germany game. So we'll be on for like an hour. Nothing crazy, Gladys. Trust me. I know. 3 hours is a whole thing. I know. But we'll be on for about an hour tomorrow.
And you want to get the start sit content for tomorrow because, I mean, you guys know this slate tomorrow, it's ugly. I mean, the games are ugly and you're going to need help finding who to put in. And with all the injuries going on, Josh Allen probably not going to play. Matt Stafford probably not going to play. Come listen to the start sit. We'll help you. They'll help you if I'm not here. Even if I'm here.
We're hoping. Yeah. Gladys, I'm gonna pray on it today. I hope you're there. I want you there tomorrow. We're gonna be there live on Sunday. Every Sunday we're there, every single Sunday, no matter what, we'll be there. But tomorrow, because of the Germany game, we'll be on probably around the 2 minute warning of that game and or 9:15. We'll figure it out. You'll see us. Just hop on around 9:30. You'll see our beautiful faces on the Sunday Live Start Sit Show. Thank you once again to my co-host of the day and of the year so far, Gladys Louise L. Tyler. You can follow her at Gladys L. Tyler on Twitter. Once again, follow us on Twitter, on TikTok, on IG. We have it all. We're super hip now, okay? If you want me to start dancing on TikTok, I'll do it. I'll dance my starts of the week. Whatever it is, go follow us on TikTok, IG. We're also on. Make sure you subscribe and hit the bell on YouTube. We're dropping videos all week long. Thank you for joining once again. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby DeMarco. Thank you for Gladys. We are out of here.